All you have to do is take a look at the stacks of papers on Shelly Kitchen's desk to know how busy she is.
I've kind of got things like laid out and I'm just tackling them one pile at a time.
Kitchen is a counselor at Cottonwood's Mingus Union High School, and those piles cover everything. Transcripts, summer school courses, college visits for seniors.
So hopefully I can get at least half of that done today.
Amanda Lang is also a counselor at Mingus, and her day is just as packed, just as varied.
Gosh, it sure runs the gamut. There's always scheduling, testing duties.
And time for what Lang says is the best part of the job, talking with students.
You know, I want to get to know my students. I want to get to know what's happened in their life, and I want to be that trusted adult for them.
And that means dealing with plenty of issues that aren't planned for. Today alone, Mingus's counselors will mediate disagreements, help a student after a fender bender, even counsel a teen having suicidal thoughts. Mingus High has a ratio around what the American School Counselors Association recommends, 250 students each. Most recent federal data shows only 4 out of Northern Arizona's 121 districts meet that guideline, and almost 70% of those districts have no counselors at all. Travis Udall is superintendent of Round Valley Unified School District in Apache County. During the Great Recession, counselors were among the positions eliminated.
We had to cut nearly $4 million out of a $13 million budget.
The district was forced to go outside its walls to help students with the most severe mental health issues, working with counselors in Springerville.
And we also then started forming partnerships with our local community counseling center and local religious denominations that could help us.
After almost a decade without counselors, Round Valley was able to hire 2, and Udall says it's made a noticeable difference.
We saw a decrease in emotional outbursts. We saw a decrease in disciplinary issues amongst certain students.
Stefan Swyatt is a spokesperson for the Arizona Department of Education. He says there are plenty of districts with stories like Round Valley Unified's, and having to go without a counselor is asking for problems.
0 counselors is just unacceptable. There's going to be students with social, emotional, vocational, and academic needs.
Swyatt says the only way the issue is likely to be fixed is for the state legislature to increase education spending. Arizona's latest budget allocates money to add 224 counselors statewide.
It'll be up to the people to raise these concerns with their local legislators and say, listen, we need to continue to go down this path. We have a $1 billion surplus in this state right now. We have a good economic forecast, so the time is now to invest in education.
And without a notable increase in funds from the state, Swyatt says, Arizona's likely to remain where it's been for years. The worst ratio of students to counselors in the country. For KNAU, I'm Zach Ziegler.